This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To recap the situation here briefly, macroeconomic indicator-wise, more than 3 million people filed first-time claims for unemployment the third week of March. We'll get this week's first-time claims day after tomorrow, and then on Friday, the first monthly unemployment report since things started going south. And I'm going to hazard a guess here that one of the big economic questions on people's minds is how bad are things going to get? So, history buff that I am, I thought it'd be a good idea to get a hold of a bunch of historians to talk about economic crises past, and in particular, the Great Depression, and what it might be able to tell us about what we ought to be looking for today to see where we might be going tomorrow. Kathleen Day teaches at Johns Hopkins. She's also the author of a book on the history of financial crises in this country. It's called Broken Bargain. She joins us. Well, yeah, she joins us from home.
Maybe I should go to the sunroom where no one will come barreling in. All right, I'll get out of the kitchen. Hold on.
We'll wait. I'm home too. We get it. Panelist number two is Eric Hilt. He's an economic historian at Wellesley College, also working from home.
I spent this morning inside a couch fort constructed by my six-year-old daughter, reading to her.
Finally, Carola Friedman. She's a professor of finance at Northwestern, who right now is sharing a makeshift home office with her husband.
And sort of trying to navigate that with a toddler.
All right, first question to the panel. What started the Great Depression anyway?
Okay, so it's important to distinguish between the stock market crash in October of 1929 that everybody knows about and the Great Depression itself.
Okay, noted. But how did it happen?
The first problem leading up to the Great Depression was that the Fed failed, bank regulators failed to put on the brakes to risky lending for speculative stock market. So there was a stock market bubble and people were investing like crazy.
Somehow it didn't last forever.
We all know about the stock market crash of late 1929.
It was panic. 16.5 million shares of stock sold in a single day.
The collapse of the stock market gave an increase in uncertainty, so individuals stopped consuming.
It was the forerunner of depression and crisis.
So the economy started to contract in probably summer of 1929, but it became a Great Depression rather than a severe recession, probably starting in 1930. When a wave of bank failures started to occur.
Okay, wait. You catch that?
It became a Great Depression rather than a severe recession when a wave of bank failures started to occur.
Banks by the hundreds, by the thousands are forced to close.
On the also, banks didn't know who to lend.
The whole financial system quakes and totters.
So the tipping point that led to what we think of as the Great Depression was banking crises rather than a stock market crash.
The Great Depression started when those banks failed. Businesses couldn't get loans anymore, so they couldn't do business.
The reason that the Great Depression was the Great Depression was that the financial system essentially melted down. And for the most part, the Fed did very little to try to stop that.
It didn't act as a lender of last resort to many banks, which also contributed greatly to the depth and breadth of the Depression.
So what we've learned from that is that you need to be able to inject liquidity in a moment of crisis. You need to be able to bail out banks so that banks can keep on lending and restore confidence.
Sound familiar? Bailing out banks to keep the economy going?
So the Great Recession of 2008 to 2012.
Ben Bernanke, who is a student of the Great Depression,
bailed out the banks.
Okay, but wait. The Great Depression was the Great Depression. The Great Recession was the Great Recession. And this ain't those yet.
This episode is very different from the Great Depression.
Crises in the past have been a little bit different than this one.
But there's no doubt that there's some economic rough water ahead.
So today, we are seeing policymakers acting very quickly.
Jay Powell and the Fed have cut interest rates to basically zero. They've started buying bonds, trillions of dollars in bonds to put more money into the financial system. They've lowered the rates they charge banks to borrow money and a whole lot more. So then, panel, what should we be watching to help us understand what kind of crisis this might turn out to be?
Unemployment, of course.
Unemployment claims.
The unemployment rate.
Credit delinquencies.
Credit markets.
Credit for small businesses.
Significant and prolonged deflation.
Decline in prices.
And bankruptcies.
The caveat here is that this is an economic crisis the likes of which nobody alive has ever seen, so even the experts don't know exactly what is going to happen. Thanks again to our experts, our panelists, Kathleen Day at Johns Hopkins, Eric Hilt at Wellesley, and Carola Friedman at Northwestern.